It's our weekly visit with the Virginia columnist for the Washington Post, Norman Leahy. Norman, good morning.
Good morning, Gary. How are you?
I'm good. Hope you are as well. The AG, Mark Herring, calling for marijuana decriminalization / legalization. What's your take?
Well, if it means that Trey plays more Rasta music on WRVA, I'm all for it.
All in.
That's right. I'm 100% in. But, this is interesting. In the Daily Press, the Attorney General writes this op-ed saying that Virginia needs to have more progressive laws on marijuana, specifically saying that the current laws against marijuana possession are adversely affect African-American populations, which they do. It's not just a Virginia problem, by the way. And that what really needs to happen, because we're clogging jails and the criminal justice system with people for simple possession, we need to probably move toward decriminalization, which is not legalization. There's a big difference. It just means that it's going to be the lowest priority law enforcement thing out there. But that eventually he wants to move toward legalization because that's the right thing to do. Now, other states in the country have done such. My home state of Colorado famously came out of the gate and legalized it completely. In fact, talking about marijuana legalization is the old and busted. The new hotness is legalizing mushrooms. So Virginia really needs to get on the ball if it's going to keep up with the crowd there. But so Mr. Herring, of course, you have to look at anything he says and everything he says through the prism of the 2021 gubernatorial race. He has already declared he wants to be the Democratic nominee for governor. He, of course, has his February problem where he admitted to appearing in blackface back in college. So he's still trying to live that down. But any kind of policy idea he comes forward with, I don't care what it is, you have to look at it through the governor's race prism.
Speaking of the governor's race, Herring and Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax and the governor, the current governor, Governor Northam, all skipped a big Democratic fundraiser this weekend.
Well, Herring was a guest, but none of them spoke from the stage, which is a new thing. I'll give you one guess why they weren't speaking. It all came back to February. But very interesting to see that right as the gala was getting underway, Justin Fairfax on Twitter pointedly saying that he was finally going to sit down and watch the Netflix film about the Central Park Five rather than attend the gala, where he was essentially disinvited. They turned down his money and instead he was going to do that. And Fairfax has been on a bit of a campaign lately to, I don't know if he intends to bring resolution to the accusations against him or simply bring them more to a crisis point, but he has sent letters to prosecutors in Massachusetts and in North Carolina, essentially begging them to investigate these charges, to put them to rest, knowing that the clock is ticking on the statute of limitations for these things, and that even should a prosecutor decide, I think it's in Massachusetts in particular, should a prosecutor decide, maybe there's something here, we should really bring charges, they've got almost no time to do so, let alone put together a case that might hold up in court. So he's really pushing this stuff lately. But, yeah, not the big gala where two presidential candidates come, press the flesh, scope out the local fundraising opportunities. None of the big three are there, although Mark Herring was apparently a guest.
So you had some presidential, you know, what's the optics on that? I know, obviously, there's some radio activity going back to February, but what are the optics for the Democratic Party trying to put together these fundraisers and not having your quote-unquote party leaders statewide being able to participate?
Well, they did quite well by having two of the, 10,000 Democratic presidential candidates come and speak. They were fortunate in that they got at least one in Mayor Pete Buttigieg, who seems to be on the uptrend in polling. So that was a good get for them. But they also featured, of course, their new congressional incumbents, Abigail Spanberger, Elaine Luria. Those kinds of folks were there. And those are their real stars. Their backup team, because the big three statewide office holders can't do anything really without drawing controversy, their congressional incumbents, their brand new ones, certainly can. So the Democratic bench, you know, think about it, Gary, just a few years ago, we were talking about during the Obama years, for that matter, the Democratic bench in Virginia was hollowed out Mr. Obama would run and win re-election, Democrats down ballot would suffer, and certainly they did in Virginia. Now, with Mr. Trump in the White House, it's Republicans' turn to suffer down ballot, and they have been. And conversely, Democrats have a much deeper bench. They have showed it at this gala. They're going to continue to show it. Even Terry McAuliffe was at this gala speaking thunderously from the dais railing against the president. So the Democratic bench that was so thin not that long ago is deepening, and it couldn't be a better time for them to have a deep bench.
Certainly a fascinating backdrop as we head toward November and the key elections for the state legislature.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's a lot, let's face it, Terry McAuliffe achieved many things while he was governor. The one thing he could not do was take control of what he called at one time his Senate. He fell short. So that's still their big target. There are going to be a lot of competitive races, even right here in Richmond. Glenn Sturdivant, the Republican down in the 10th District, he's in for the race of his life. Again, Dr. Donovan out here in Henrico County, she's going to face a tough race too. And they're going to be probably about 7 to 10 statewide that are really going to be worth watching. And we're just on the cusp of it. And the money is going to come into money that we have not seen. I don't even think in 2015 is going to roll into these races.
But yep, it's going to be fascinating to watch. We still got several months, but the battle lines are being drawn. Norman, we appreciate it as always. Have a great day.
Thanks, Gary.
That's the Virginia columnist for the Washington Post, Norman Leahy.